This is Johnny Angel End Time, Boy Loves Boy, written by John Williams and read to you by John Williams.
Johnny Angel, copyright DJ Williams, 2008. When I wake up, I still can't believe where I am or who with I am. I know that's poor English, but I'm in a state of confusion, and I have every right to be. I look at my hands. They're shrunk. I mean, what I experienced the day before. Or was it one day before? Could have been a week before. I wouldn't be surprised if I've been like this for weeks with this person, and he's there, wrapped in my arms, like a young child. And he is. He's 12. And to my, I don't have a word for it, but I feel that way anyway. I'm 12 too. This is not fun at all. At 14 I could appreciate the world, I could appreciate life. I was a young adult, I had control. The last imperial suddenly jammed in reverse gear. Went back 2 years. This keeps up, I'll be back to zero, and then I don't want to think about that. Childbirth wasn't a pleasant experience. I don't remember it, fortunately, but I will have to take other people's words for it. I try to release myself, but he seemed to wrap himself around me. If I was 14 again, I'd find that cute. A younger boy, a touch of hero worship and a lot of other things in me who would see himself in another 2 years. But he can't, because I'm the same age, and that advantage I am deprived of. Perhaps if I yell at him a little, that will break the spell. Not my spell, his. Because when he's like this, I don't want to let him go. I know I'll be stealthy. Slowly slide out like a snake within his grip. Weasel across the bed, put on my clothes, and scarper. Weasel, what did I think of that word? Is that what I become? Something slimy? Has he done that to me as well? As for scarper, I don't think I've ever used that word before. It means go, beat it. I came here to find a ghost. This keeps up. William will have to find me. I don't want to be a ghost. I'm having too much fun. Let's face it. I'm lapping this up. When it comes to love and adoration, I cannot get enough of it. I am a glutton. This is fun. If I'm 12, I may as well play the part, but I don't feel the part. The strange thing is, I still have the mind of a 14-year-old. Nothing's changed in that respect except my body and everything attached to it, including the kid. A powerful word, the kid. What adults refer to someone younger coming up and making a downright fool out of them. And this is what Kieran has done. Even in his sleep. He may sleep too. I don't know. He is powerful. But I'm slimy. Slowly, I squirm like a snake. Wriggle out, I'm free. Still curled up, his arms clasped around the cavity I used to fill. I get the strange compulsion to pick him up and drop him in the tub. But if I play that ace, I can't play it again. And I can't predict the way he would react. It's best to do it this way. I have to move very carefully because I know he will sense it. I know little about him other than sometimes he's more animal than boy. I just about got away with crawling off the bed, not daring to sit up because the weight will shift and it will awaken him when suddenly I'm grabbed by the ankles. Bloody hell. I don't know how to react except freeze. I could be sleep crawling. That's my story and I'm sticking to it. He holds me back and sits up in the same motion. I'm across his knees. And he gives me one resounding slap. I'll kill him. I get up resentfully. I may think that I've...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?